What's up? You're listening to Worst Boys Guild on 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Tyler. It's good to be here. Rivendell is still on, despite me making it very clear I wanted it turned off. So let's see what they decided to play. Sure, why not? That's not mine. Anyways, I'm here. I have music. The theme of this show is going to be music that's not available on Tidal that I bought on CD at some point in my youth and then put on this like one hard drive that I finally plugged into my computer. Okay, I don't know how to make Rivendell stop. That I finally plugged into my computer over the weekend, downloaded all these great CDs. I don't know if they're like objectively great, but very nostalgic for me, very fun. And it been a weekend of listening to a lot of those. Two out of three. So one of them is a girl I went to high school with who had like a little singer-songwriter indie moment and made an album, but this CD is actually not her album. I thought it was, but it's mixed up. It's not her album. It's a bunch of like demos, including a lot of covers that she did and like sold CDs at school in advance of releasing her album, and it was very cute and sweet, and I bought one. So I listened to that this morning, and then the other two, kind of an interesting situation, but I went to summer camp in Arkansas growing up, and 2 years in, 1 year one counselor staff member, and then another year the next staff member, both they were like in Christian, they were Christian artists, and they both like made an album and like sold their album at this summer camp to all these little kids. A secular camp. It's like, it was secular, but when you're in rural Arkansas in the woods, how secular is it really? So, you know, at this secular setting, just selling their Christian music to all of us little children. But it's very nostalgic for me, and I will be playing the songs off of that at least hold up a little bit. So I guess this is my niche, cool, obscure music moment where it's not going to be in Spinatron, which is exciting for me. Makes me feel very cool. Here's Early by Goose, once I get the aux plugged in. I'm back. I have the microphone turned on this week. That doesn't make me good at working the DJ booth, though. Here is Early by Goose.
Everywhere that I go, I am always early. So I whistle a tune just to get by. Time on my side, ain't no worries on my mind. I'm just enjoying life, one step at a time. And there's always someone there asking me. I need to get Everywhere that I go, I am always early. So I whistle a tune just to get by. So I whistle a tune just to get by. So I whistle a tune, a tune just to get on by. Goodbye. Time to kill, and I'm doing fine, doing what I might. I don't have to be anywhere until the clock strikes nine, and then I'm gone. When you're always early, you ain't got no worries on your mind. When you're always early, you ain't got no worries on your mind.
I totally could have done. When I was only 17. Oh, you meant so much more to me than all those girls in their routine. They're trying to step into our scene. When you were only 17, you took time to run. This game that we remained a stun. And now that you are 21, I have to say we've had some fun. And we are still so far from done. Yeah, we have only just begun.
So, surprisingly, the songs actually were in Spinatron. So, I guess, you know, University of Arkansas Radio also uses the same radio system as us. That's very cool. If you like that music, I guess transfer to University of Arkansas in Fayetteville 10 years ago. Unfortunately, those were not overtly Christian tracks. But they're coming. They're coming. Lent starts in 2 days, which is so exciting for me. I love Lent. I love Lent. I want to celebrate Lent. I want to celebrate Jesus, but more specifically, feeling bad about yourself because Jesus is way better than you. I know that's not what Lent is about. Please don't come after me. If you know how Christianity works, like, please don't call in. This is a time for people who are dumb and who like giving themselves a little 6-week-long challenge. That's what Lent is all about to me, as somebody who's dumb and likes giving myself a silly 6-week-long challenge. Catch me on Wednesday reflecting very somberly, a little somber reflection. About my life and my vices, and about which vices I should give up and which ones I'm actually willing to give up, because most of them I'm not, and that's okay. I'm Protestant, so that's totally okay. All works out in the end. I think that I've decided to give up using my phone in bed, because that is a vice that I would really love to give up. It makes me feel so nasty and bad about myself when I wake up and there's like 45 minutes in between me waking up and getting out of bed, and I spend all of like 40 of those on Twitter. It's not right. My screen time report is not right. Time goes by way too quickly when you haven't gotten out of bed yet. So I got out of bed today at 7:40 sharp. Where I'm using the term sharp very generously, because I actually, my alarm was at 7:30, and I kind of just sat there for 10 whole minutes working up the nerve to get out of bed. But I got out of bed at 7:40 sharp, did a dry run for Lent. And it went great. I felt great. I had coffee. I did not do homework. I got involved in like a really long conversation with my comp sci class group chat about like semaphores, which is like one of the comp sci things we're learning, and just wasted so much time like stating my case about this like one particular comp sci concept where I disagree on how it works for my classmates, even though we're gonna find out in like 2 hours. Class is at 1:30. There is no need for us to debate this. We're gonna go in like 2 hours, and the professor's just gonna tell us And half of us are going to be wrong and half of us are going to be right. And then the world is going to keep turning and we will be 2 hours closer to Lent. So, I don't know. It's a good way to avoid doing work, though. What else? Not much else. I guess I'll share the third CD. They'll probably be getting less play. It's not Christian. This third CD is not Christian, as I mentioned. Just a girl from my high school. She kind of flirted with me. First, she was very flirty, and she flirted with me for a while. And I didn't like her back. And then, like, 2 weeks into this... This was a dual enrollment class. So all we did was sit in the classroom and, like, we're supposed to work on this, like, online community college thing for dual enrollment. It was great. It was so fun. It was first thing in the morning. We came in. We sat down. We hung out. It was all seniors. It was great. Anyways, so anything could happen in dual enrollment, psychology, sociology. And what did happen, like, 2 weeks into her flirting with me is that somebody found an accidental dreadlock in her hair. She's white. She just doesn't brush her hair. Like, it was fully accidental and cut it out. And then she went around showing people this, like, 4-inch long dreadlock that had accidentally formed. So that was the end of that for sure. If she had any chance, it was gone in that moment. Because I love it when people, you know, wash and brush their hair at the level that is appropriate for their hair texture, which if you're getting dreadlocks on accident is not your situation. It's not your personal hygiene situation. So that's my story about her. But she made this CD of demos that's just, like, very cute and sweet. And I hope that she's doing incredible now. I still follow her on Twitter. I think she's, like, a nurse. And she seems to like it. So I wish her the best. And I hope she's not finding more stuff in her hair, basically, is the main thing. I also can't tell which songs of these are covers besides, like, the really obvious ones. Like, she covered, like, Clumsy, which I might play. So this one's called Jerry Seinfeld. I googled a couple of the lyrics to see if it was a cover, and I think it's not. But if it is, like, text me or call in. I would love to know.
Here's to all the places that we went, and all the places that we'll go, oh, oh. And to me whispering in your ear, I love you so, I love you so, oh, oh. I like the way that you blush each time that our fingers touch, oh, oh. And I like the way that you smile, you know I'd sail 100 miles, oh, oh, just to see you looking at me, oh, 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 oh. I don't wanna let you go, oh, 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 oh. Please, baby, don't say no, oh, 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 oh. I don't wanna let you go, I don't wanna let you go, oh, 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 oh. Guess which way your lips will curve. You write a book before you speak, oh, oh. I'll follow every word composed in freckles on your neck, your cheek, your nose. I like the way that you speak each time that our bodies meet, oh, oh. I like the way that you smile, you know I'd sail 100 miles, oh, oh, just to see you looking at me, oh, 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 oh. I don't wanna let you go, oh, 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 oh. Please, baby, don't say no, oh, 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 oh. I don't wanna you smile. You know I'd sail 100 miles, oh, oh, just to see you looking at me. First time that I saw your eyes, boy, you looked back to me. Played cool, but I knew you knew that Cupid hit me. You got me tripping, oh, stumbling, oh, flipping, oh, fumbling. Comes it 'cause I'm falling in love. You got me slipping, oh, tumbling, oh, sinking and crumbling. Comes it 'cause I'm falling in love. Girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, can't breathe. When you touch my sleeve, butterflies so crazy. Whoa, now I think I'm going down. Friends don't know what's with me. You got me tripping, oh, stumbling, oh, flipping and fumbling. Comes it 'cause I'm falling in love. Got me slipping and tumbling and sinking and crumbling. Clumsy 'cause I'm falling in love. Girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it, a girl can't help it.
Wow, that one ends abruptly. yeah. Let me do the Cambridge Consumers Council PSA. I was kind of flipping through the binder hoping for like a churchy one, like if there's a church nearby that offers services to, like, not serve church services, like a food pantry type thing. Didn't see one, so we're gonna go with a secular PSA today. Sorry guys. The Cambridge Consumers Council can help you negotiate a dispute with a business, your landlord, debt collectors, and more. The CCC works in cooperation with the Massachusetts Attorney General's office to serve both the residents and the customers of businesses located in Cambridge, Somerville, and Waltham. While they do not enforce the law, they can inform you of your consumer rights and mediate your complaints before you choose to take legal action. They take walk-ins and mail to 831 Mass Ave, Cambridge, Mass. 02139. Feel free to call at 617-349-6150 or email consumer@cambridgema.gov. That's CAMBRIDGEMA.gov to speak directly with an investigator, and follow them on Twitter @CambridgeLLC for important consumer information. All of their services are free of charge. If you feel you have been the victim of unfair or deceptive business practices, then please contact the Cambridge Consumers Council and get the help you need. If there's any moral to this week's show, it's that if you make music, like, just send it to me. You can be somebody who you can be a loose acquaintance from my high school who doesn't wash her hair. And if you give me music that you make, I will listen to it fully 4 years later and play it on the radio. So my love for music has very few conditions. Send me your music. I will say I do get irked when people send me excessive music recommendations. When I say send me your music, I usually mean like your music, like that you made. Please send it to me, please. I like to make specific asks. I like to make my expectations very clear. My specific ask is music that you created. Just, yeah. Let's do... Wow, my pretty girlfriend said that's a great cover. I agree. I think she's great. I think she did a great job. She has a whole album on Spotify, but I stopped paying for Spotify long ago. But she did the very, it's like, like this CD, it's very like lo-fi at home in a charming way. And then like the album is also very lo-fi and charming, but she also did the like kind of kitschy thing where she had people, like she used like voicemails, like the interludes were all voicemails. And so like she was in class being like, can you guys please leave me a voicemail? And then we were like, no, like we don't, nobody really does that anymore. And then she like broke out her like voice memos app and was like, can you just record a voice memo then? I did not do one. I did not, I'm not on the album, but parts of it came from our silly little dual enrollment classes. Very cute. Let's see. I don't know if I want to stick with her or go more crazy. I'm not used to playing songs that are this long. Like, most of these songs have been, the Christian music, the songs are all, like, 4 minutes. And I'm not used to budgeting for that. Let me do one more song from this CD, and then we'll play just very excessively Jesus-y music. That sounds fun.
You're every smile, you're every metaphor I write, you're every star in every sky. Ooh, I can never lie. I'm just so happy you're alive. If time runs out and you call over, if it all goes south and you need colder. And maybe I'm afraid because I can't even love myself. And I'm just wasting days thinking about the way your last name sounds attached to mine. Your last name, your last name attached to mine.
Yeah, so that's Anna Pascali. I realize I didn't verbally say her name a single time. She's really great. I didn't mean when I said my love for music has few conditions. I did not mean to say this music wasn't great. It's fantastic. I just mean that I'm once again asking for people to sell me any CDs that you make. I will buy them. Anna Pascali, she's on Spotify. She's on YouTube. Her sister is like a pretty accomplished Italian folk musician named Amandina Pascali. So if you love like Italian folk music, search her up as well. Talented family they got there. And now we're done with secular music, I think, for the day. If any of these songs happen to be secular, that's on accident. They're both going to be from Christian bands. Try to enjoy yourself.
In me all.
show. And the second lie that I was ever told is my love for you is far too less than bold. The first one that was always on my mind is that happiness is only found in time. Oh, but now I see there's a truth that's in me, and it holds me up, and it has no boundary. I've done it again this time, I see that you were right, that all my yesterdays are still inside.
My reflection in an oil spill. I felt the earth crumble beneath my feet, though I was standing still. Thought I heard a bird singing. It turns out it's just a drill. That's all I've been hearing. That's all I'll be hearing. This all until. To buy me a new life, but couldn't pick up the bill. I caught my eyes wandering off again against my own will. Every time I'm breathing in, more and more I'm feeling ill. Won't be feeling better, can't be feeling better. No, not until we make a change. If you won't, then I will. We need to get together, make it better for. Change. If you won't, then I will. We need to get together, make it better for ourselves. It all looks so peaceful from my window sill. But take a step outside and you will surely find that it was all just built to spill. And it's coming down now. Hard to swallow pill, I know, but it won't be getting no better, no, not until we make a change. Continually is cheaper to make things that cost too much. You say your eyes on the prize, but you never realize it's always something you can see, but nothing you can touch. We got ourselves in a hole now. We're not going anywhere. I know not anytime soon. Now with the steps that we're taking and mistakes that we're making, gonna find ourselves living on the moon. We need a change. If you won't, then I will. Change. If you want, then I will. We need to get together, make it better for ourselves.
Turn back now if you ask me to. And I hope I'm the man that you see in me. I know I'm not. How can I be? It's a long road down from here, but I'll start walking. I'll start walking. Yeah, I'll start walking. I'll start walking. And if I wear your name but don't make you proud, tell me what should I do? I'll start right now. And if I hear you call but don't reply, what does that make me? Why haven't I tried? It's a long road down from here, but I'll start walking. Yeah, I'll start walking. Yeah, I'll start walking. I start walking. Oh, the path I chose to take to get here misled me many times and ways and disappeared. I ask you, Father, now, won't you guide me down from here? Let's start walking. Let's start walking, you and I. Let's start walking. Let's start walking. Start walking. And let's start walking, you and I.
Strong enough to
My embarrassing childhood memory about this song, it's actually not embarrassing, it's super cute, is that my sisters and my music tastes have never had much overlap whatsoever, except for these two mutually agreeable Christian albums that we bought off of our summer camp counselors. And so we were hanging out on my grandpa's boat, and I plugged my iPod Shuffle into the boat aux, and then we had a little dance party, and it's like a very visceral memory for me. It was cute childhood moment. Very Southern childhood moment, but, you know, we ball.
Been to LA a time or two. Seen it shine bright in the moon. The city lights, colors green and blue. I want to shine for you.
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. I'm Tyler. This is Worst Boys Go. Come back next week.
Pockets empty or broke now. The heat will be mean to the ground. At the picture and lost the view. I want to shine for you. I want to shine for you. We set sail, we cast out. Streetlights start to flicker out. Corners start to fill with doubt. And darkness makes a new debut. I want to shine. I want to shine for you. Everyone, and the sun will rise. save everyone. Oh, you'll save everyone. Oh, you'll save everyone.
All right, I have 30 seconds. Happy Lent. Happy Ash Wednesday coming up in a couple days. Follow my Twitter account, Lent Enthusiast. That's Lent _ Enthusiast. To just see me get super excited about Lent starting this week. Give me your music. If you make music, give it to me. I want it. Give me it. And have a wonderful week. This has been Worst Boys Guild. I'm Tyler, 91.5.